Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It is the WIP afternoon show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. So happy to be with you on this beautiful Thursday. Joining us now, a beautiful man. Sheil Kapadia of The Ringer joins us every Thursday at 3. What's up, Sheil?
Spike, you know, I have Googled that hat you're wearing, the Randall.
Oh, yes.
Scrambling. Yeah. To no success. So I'm very jealous that you've got that hat right now.
Yeah, I'm wearing an I'm Back Scrambling Eagles hat, the Randall hat. It was a Mitchell & Ness put it up for sale 6 months ago, and it was on sale for like a day. And I ended up getting it. So they put them up every once in a while. So if I see it, I'll let you know. Yeah.
It's Thank a good you. Hat. Appreciate that.
Yeah, of course. Sheil.
Or you can just get it and Sheil could pay you for it.
That's a good. That is, well, I don't know.
Or he could just gift it to me.
Right. Oh, that's the other thing.
Right. Yeah, look, the economy's tough everywhere, Sheil. I'll send you the link. So, Sheil, I want to open up the conversation with you with the question that we asked earlier in the show. And asked a similar question about the Chiefs game, and I got a similar answer that I'm getting now. But after the struggles of offense, I decided to ask it again. What would you feel better about on Sunday? The Eagles go in, win the game in the exact same way they beat the Rams. Offense looks the same, defense looks the same. Or you go in, they lose the game, but the offense looks fully functional. Saquon looks great, they're running the ball great, they're throwing the ball all over the place. What would make you feel better about the Eagles this season if I gave you those two options?
I think it's still a win because it's a long season. You want the one seed. You're looking ahead, home field. You know, little things can make the difference down the road. So I think if you any way you can win games early in the season, and coaches have talked about this in recent years, where it's like September, we just want to stack some wins. We're not a finished product yet. We'll figure things out as we go. So I think it's still probably going to be that, because we both know that if the offense looks great and they lose, we're just going to turn our attention to, hey, the defense got carved up by Matthew Stafford and Devontae Adams and Puka Nacua next week. So I think it's still winning the same way they won last week.
Okay. Oh, yeah. And to be clear, if they get carved up, I'm just going to yell about that next week. Come on, man. So could you, before I ask you the question on it, I would like you to present what you mentioned. And I know you mentioned this on your podcast as well, about the tendencies the Eagles had over the first two games when they were in pistol, when they were under center, and when they were in 12 personnel, when there are two tight ends on the field, and what the Eagles did. Could you repeat that for everyone? Because I have a question further for you on that.
Yeah, it's like over 90% run rate out of all those things. And the big thing is a lot of teams, they go with the two tight ends and they say, hey, we're going to make it look like we're coming out and pounding the football. And then you run play action off that and you hit on some explosive plays. So it's just some tendency stuff that's at one extreme. You know, you can have some extreme, there's no doubt about it. But when you try like one play of passing the football out of pistol on the first play of the game, and then you don't see it again the rest of the time. Those types of things, I know Kevin Petullo talked about it this week. You want to break some of those tendencies in future weeks.
So when I heard you and Sean Syed talking about it on your podcast, and then when people consume that content, they seem to place that on Petullo, that Petullo is not disguising these things enough. But what I was led to believe over last year is that when Jalen Hurts steps to the line, he has a number of plays he can call based on what he sees from the defense. So if Jalen is going to the line and has these options, isn't it as much on him deciding to run the ball in that situation than the Eagles, than Kevin Petullo telling him to run the ball in that situation?
I actually don't know exactly how they're doing that. You know, is that an every snap thing? Is that a game plan thing? Is that it depends on the situation? Hey, we'll give you two plays and you pick one. So I don't know the full answer to that. I do think the Petullo stuff, you know, I feel like he's already, you can kind of feel it. It's just like if they struggle a little bit more, he's going to become a punching bag here. And to me, and Spike, I think you agree based on what, you know, I've seen and heard from you, it's just like he's not the constant here. Like they've shuffled in and out different offensive coordinators. And so just the way they want to play, like Nick Sirianni knows Jalen Hurts' preferences at this point. Jalen Hurts knows Nick Sirianni's preferences at this point, how they want to play, what they want the style to be, what they want to prioritize. Which I think is avoiding turnover specifically when you're going up against a formidable opponent. So yeah, to answer your question, I don't know the answer to that. I don't know exactly how they're doing that this year with Jalen Hurts, but yeah, I would imagine there is at least some of that.
Shiel, now this is you and I, brother.
It's just you and Ike.
Yeah.
Okay.
No one's listening.
You know, I respect your football mind. That's why I'm coming to you with this. Is there any light at the end of the tunnel with this passing game? Are you seeing anything there where it says, man, I see what they're trying to do, and man, if they just blocked here, or if Jalen makes the throw, or such and such makes the catch, then the passing game is going to sort of open the floodgates. My problem with the passing game after 2 weeks is that I'm not seeing where the growth is there. That's my only thing. It's almost like we are resigned to this let's be conservative and don't turn the ball over. You do that when you feel like if you give the offense more responsibility, i.e. the quarterback, then he's going to turn it over. Like it almost feels like, not you, but it almost feels like we're walking on eggshells with this thing about the offense and being conservative. And to me, it sends off indicators that we don't trust the quarterback enough. That's what it sends off to me. Now, I'm a Jalen guy. I know you are as well. But this idea, we don't do this. The league doesn't do this with quarterbacks that we consider the top quarterbacks in the league. They don't call offenses like this. So I'm just wondering, is there something there that we can hang our hat on as, man, I'm seeing where what they're trying to do, and there's a little bit of light at the end of the tunnel.
Yeah, forget, you know, offenses with elite quarterback. No offense really has called games like the way the Eagles have called these two games, where you're taking almost no shots downfield. They have two completions of 20-plus yards. I do think the light at the end of the tunnel is very easy for me, and I think it's a reason why people are frustrated right now, and that's that we watched the NFC Championship game last year. We watched the Super Bowl last year. It didn't look like this. You know, we spent weeks and months last year having these same conversations, and we said, can they win a Super Bowl like this? We know they can win games like this. And then it got to the biggest games of the year, and they threw the ball downfield, and Jalen Hurts looked great, and A.J. Brown looked great, and Devon. So I think a lot of people thought, all right, they're going to build off that, come into this season. There's going to be a little bit more. It's going to look more functional. It's going to look more balanced, and it hasn't looked that way the first 2 weeks. Now, there have been opportunities. You know, you mentioned it. First play of the game last week, they're trying to take a shot downfield to A.J. Brown. The poor guy's got his hand up. He's open. He's like, I'm not injured. And guess what? Grant Calcaterra misses the block on the left side, and Jalen Hurts is pressured, and he fumbles. And so that doesn't end up being a play. End of the first half. Devontae Smith, they say, hey, these Chiefs are on all of our shorter routes. Let's run them on a double move. You could say, should that ball be thrown if you're Jalen Hurts? Now, there's a safety over the top. So with Jalen Hurts in that split second, he's got to make a decision. Is the risk versus the reward? And he said, I don't want to throw that right now. I'm going to scramble to my left and throw it to A.J. Brown. So there are little things like that that you say, all right, if they get in a game where they feel like, no, we've got to take some more risks or we're not going to be as conservative, that they can make those plays.
Shiel Kapadia of The Ringer joining us. Shiel, jump over to defense real quick. I know you're a giant Vic Fangio guy. We all are. The defense looked better, but they were facing a team that not only doesn't have a ton of offensive weapons, was missing two key offensive weapons on top of it. So did you look at last week as a true step forward, or did you look at last week as they were facing an offense that is that struggled most of last year and will probably struggle for a lot of this year?
Yeah, I think it's good not to overreact, because this week is when you get Devontae Adams and you get Puka Nacua, one of the best wide receiver tandems in the NFL. So any good feelings we might have about, hey, we thought, you know, cornerback two was an issue after week one, it looked okay in week two. Well, now this is more of a week one matchup. And Sean McVay saw what the Cowboys did in week one, how they got those matchups. And I think Adoree Jackson is really going to be tested in this game. I mean, if you told me, hey, the Eagles really, their defense struggles in this game, I think we can all pinpoint what it would be. But what I loved from Fangio last week was just how he changed up his complete game plan. He said, you know what, we're not going to do what we did in the Super Bowl. That's what they're expecting. We're going to blitz more. We're going to be more aggressive. We can play man coverage because the Chiefs don't have a great pass catching core. And I just, if you're an Eagles fan, you have to feel great that your defensive coordinator is able to stay a step ahead of some of these offensive coaches. And it's not just like, hey, let's do the same thing every single week. So I think you're encouraged by that end, but the personnel stuff is a big test this week against these wide receivers.
I tell you, Shiel, I look at this Eagles defense going up against the Rams. I got to admit, on Thursday, don't feel much better than I did Monday and Tuesday or Wednesday about this matchup. I'm just being honest with you. The Rams, they look like they have a good formula to come in here and still a win. When you look at the receivers and the weapons they have on offense, the offensive play designer, and then the quarterback. So I say that to say this. If the Eagles are going to win this game, in my opinion, I think the defensive line has to win this game. Matthew Stafford is a pocket quarterback that doesn't move, which means if we can get after that offensive line, we can affect Matthew Stafford. Just your thoughts with Jalen Carter, Za'Darius Smith, who joined us last week and made a bunch of plays. What do you think about that matchup, the Eagles' D-line going up against this Rams' offensive line?
Yeah, there's no doubt about it. I think if Stafford has time, it's going to be a tough day for the secondary. But you're right. We know where Stafford's going to be. You know, this was a guy 3 weeks ago. It was like, wait a minute, is he going to be healthy to even start the season? He had a back issue late into August. He's 37 years old. Now he's very smart. He's very savvy. He gets rid of the football quickly. So, yeah, I think you need to win up front. They've got an injury at guard. They don't have the best tackle, so it's not like a top five offensive line. It's an offensive line you can get after a little bit. You can create some disguise. You can create some uncertainty with those guys like Vic Fangio did last week with some of those pressure looks. So, yeah, I'm with you. I think if the defense plays well, this is a game where we got to hear from Jalen Carter. We got to hear from Nolan Smith. We got to hear from some of those other guys on the defensive line, because if Stafford has time, I think, you know, we all know that it could be a tough day for the secondary.
All right, Shiel. Well, we are, you know, we really leaned into Jack after your last call. And we said, Jack, you have to keep track of Shiel's picks.
Yes.
So, Jack, what is Shiel's record thus far on picks?
So I titled it Shiel's Ass Picks.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, he's 1-1.
1-1.
I mean, 1-1. Yeah, give me a break. Okay. You know, I mean, 1-1, and you're titling that. Unbelievable.
Okay. I think I'm 1-1, too.
Yeah, we all are. Yeah. We're everyone on the show. 26-23 was your prediction last week. So
it was a three-point game.
It was a three-point game?
Yeah. Good prediction.
Hold on. So what did you predict for the first game?
I don't know.
10-point win, something like that.
Oh, yeah, he must have predicted.
Bigger win.
Yeah. Homer Shiel came out.
Yeah. So, Shiel, we need your prediction for Sunday. Eagles-Rams. Feels like a 4 o'clock game, even though it's a 1 o'clock game.
It's a 1 o'clock game.
Yeah, yes. Eagles-Rams. What is your prediction, Shiel?
I think you're getting a big Saquon Barkley game here. I think they're going to be able to run the football on the Rams. I think the defense, like we just talked about, there are going to be some ups and downs. I'm not convinced that the passing game is going to look great. I think we get a close game in the fourth quarter. Rams are up 23-21. The Eagles put together one last drive. Jake Elliott field goal for the win, 24-23. So Eagles get the win, improved to 3-0. But guess what? People get to still complain next week. And nationally, they're going to say, is this team a fraud? They're so lucky they keep getting these one-score wins. So that's how I see it playing out, both from a game perspective and just giving you guys a glimpse into your future for what the shows are going to be like.
Well, Spike will be happy with that.
Well, she'll to be honest with you, you and Ike's ability to pick the Eagles to win but not cover, so you're covered, is really excellent.
3.5, though. That's one of those. Yeah. It can happen.
So one final thing. Ike demanded yesterday and reinforced it today that for the rest of the season, Jalen Hurts needs to average 240 passing yards per game. If you had to bet your life on that, what would you bet?
40.
Yeah.
240. 240 is two games for them right now. Might be 2.5 games for them. So, yeah, I would take the under on that.
All right.
I'm asking for too much.
Yeah, okay. I think so.
I got to go back down to 225.
I think you should go to 205, to be honest with you. All right, Shiel, we will talk to you next Thursday, same time. Appreciate you as always.
All right, brother.
All right, guys. Take care. Talk to you next week.
215-592-9494. Get to the phones right after Ike tells you about Mark's Jewelers.
There we go. Have you experienced the Mark's difference yet? Well, let me tell you. Jim and his wife, they created Mark's Jewelers, and they built it with you in mind from the moment you walked through the door. Yes, the jewelry is stunning, but it's the experience that truly sets Mark's apart. Step into the Diamond Diner. I'm talking about a private, relaxed space where you can explore your jewelry options and zero pressure with total confidence.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Make every day a Disney Plus and Hulu day and get everything you love in one plan. Start your day with Monday Mayhem and watch episodes of Bob's Burgers. How about a Touchdown Tuesday with the hilarious new comedy Chad Powers? Or a Whodunit Wednesday with high potential and everyone's favorite amateur sleuths in the hit series Only Murders in the Building? Maybe you're in the mood for a thrilling Thursday. Grab some popcorn and stream huge blockbusters like Marvel Studios' Thunderbolts on Disney Plus, or get caught up with the most enthralling news on what you need to know. Gather the fam for a Flashback Friday and binge all episodes of Modern Family or Grey's Anatomy. So, discover something every day on Disney Plus and Hulu. It's the movies and shows you love every day. 18 and up only. Offer valid for eligible subscribers only. Terms apply.
When New Yorkers buy a place with StreetEasy, they have the local expertise they need to stay in the city. When they buy outside the city, they have regrets.
The only way to fix this place would be to move it back to Brooklyn.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the agent you need to never leave. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Visit Mark's Jewelers in Montgomeryville, PA, or Mount Laurel, New Jersey, or you can check them out online at marks-jewelers.com and see for yourself why Mark's is different.
Jack, do you have a rivalry with Shiel? Why is it Shiel's ass pick?
What's up with that, man? Yeah.
I like busting Shiel stones.
Oh, okay.
Disrespect Shiel.
Never. Yeah. It's not disrespect. He's one of those guys that feels like serious a lot.
Yeah.
And I like to break the seriousness.
Like to loosen him up a little bit.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
215-592-9494. Scott and King of Prussia, you're on WIP. What's up, Scott?
Greetings, guys. Thank you for taking my call.
Scott, thank you for calling.
Yeah. Well, Spike, you handled a caller earlier today that you had a conflict with really, really well. It was the calmest that I've heard you, so I figured this would be the day to call in and work out our differences.
You know, Scott,
this works out.
Yeah, Scott, I have.
Now, are we aware of the history here?
No.
With Scott and King of Prussia?
No, I don't think I
am. Well, that's why I'm here. Okay. So if you could remember back to spring training, he was the one busting you about the question of Trey Turner.
Oh, with the candy.
About the candy.
The candy.
So that's what we're looking to mend the fences on today.
Oh, okay.
And that joke is stuck for six months.
Stuck with you.
See, Scott, Jack didn't do you any favors there because now I got my back up.
Now he's on guard.
Yeah. All right. Yep. No, okay.
I know your guard's up. I figured it would be, but, you know, listening to you earlier, I figured we could work this out on the air together.
Yeah, we'll see.
Okay.
You said that beat writers are conduit for us to get answers to the questions that we have.
Yes.
Now, would you say that you are a conduit as well?
No, I don't talk to the players. I mean,
Trey, when you asked him about candy.
When I talk to Jordan, so when we, the only time that I talk to a player during the week on the air is Jordan Mailata on Mondays for the Jordan Mailata show, and then Jordan again on Tuesday. I'm trying to think, we don't talk to another player. So yes, when I talk to Jordan, I am trying to get the answers that I think people want to know. I actually don't think what I want to know is very different than what people want to know because I'm not a reporter. So, but yes, I believe that I am.
Okay. Well, I think that you definitely are a conduit, and I think all the guys, the sports talk reporters are just that, reporters, and trying to get us those answers. And I think the next day, the camera actually interviewed Topper and was able to deliver one of those questions that is not totally comfortable, but it was a question that we all wanted answered. And that's kind of what I was looking for that day with Turner, because if we go back to the time...
Are we really talking about this?
Yes. We're going to work this out.
No.
Come on,
Scott, here is the point. The point is, we talked to Trey Turner for 18 minutes. I know he likes 17 minutes. 17 minutes.
All right, Scott.
At the end of the interview, you know, when you're talking to these guys, if you are personable and talk about what they like, the vibe is better. So the next time we talk to Trey Turner, I do a lot of work. So I read about Trey Turner. Trey Turner's a big candy guy. So I asked him to rank Starburst flavors in the last 30 seconds of a 17-minute interview. If I'm not allowed to talk to Trey Turner about something he likes at the end of the interview, then you and I are never going to agree on this. So I think you
can talk to him about anything you wanted. My point was that I was hoping that you would have asked in those 17 minutes some a little more detailed questions that we were looking for. I think you'd be the first to admit it, that it was a fluff interview.
No, I don't think it was.
Okay.
Well, I asked him, are you aware that if you guys don't win the championship this year, your core could be broken up? This could be the last ride for a team. Do you know how uncomfortable it could be to look in somebody's face and tell him if they don't succeed at the highest level this year, that their entire team will be broken up? You wanted to ask me, if I remember correctly, if you don't play well at shortstop this year, will you move to the outfield? He is not going to answer that question. What he's going to say is, I've worked hard at being a shortstop. I'm a shortstop, and we'll deal with next year the way next year is. There's no way he's going to answer the question. And
by the way, it would have been pointless. He's played well at shortstop
He's played well, and he's going to continue to be a shortstop. So I appreciate your call, Scott. I just don't think you're sometimes when and I understand it. I understand that when we have an athlete and the opportunity to ask them hard questions, you want us to
got them
to nail them and really put them in bad position.
Spring training,
yes,
they're all fluff pieces. I thought that's what we do. That's what you do in spring training and training camp. Who the hell is doing hardcore reporting?
Well, and it's a balance, right?
Yes.
It's a balance. It is a balance of being cordial and you also have to know. I remember once when Brett Brown got hired in San Antonio, he came on, writes Ricky Sanchez. It was the first interview he had done since he got fired as Sixers coach.
Yeah.
And we didn't talk to him about Brett Brown, about Ben Simmons.
Right.
And people asked us why. And I said, he's not going to answer it. I don't know what to tell you. He's not going to answer questions about Ben Simmons.
Yeah.
He's going to give you some fluff answer, which is what Trey Turner would have did would have done if I asked him about moving to the outfield.
Yeah.
The answer is Trey Turner doesn't want to move to the outfield. That's the answer.
See, to me, those type of questions, and even if you wanted tough questions coming off of what happened the year before, to me, that's when we sit down with the GM or we sit down with the manager.
Yes.
Like asking Rob Thompson, would Trey Turner be moved to center field if he's not playing well at shortstop? Like, are they open to that? That's fair for him to make, for him to answer.
Sure.
Asking the player, what do you think he's going to say?
Well,
the guy doesn't want to play in center field. He wants to be a damn shortstop. So he's going to look at that like, what do you mean?
Well, and by the way, the premise of the question would have been, if you are bad again at shortstop this year, which Trey Turner was not planning to be, whether he was or not, he was planning to play.
It's tough to do, man.
It's harder. By the way, I can understand why you want me to do that. But my goal is not to be adversarial. My goal is to ask questions that I think I'm going to get a thoughtful answer for. And by the way, there's a very big difference between being an Eagles reporter when you're asking the same coach and player questions every single week, and they're seeing you every week, and Trey Turner, who I see once a year if I'm lucky,
right,
to talk to him.
Yeah.
And it's so
no, it is once a year. Yeah, once a year.
Yeah. Maybe he calls at a different time,
but
I'm only going to see Trey Turner and talk to him once a year.
Yeah.
And I'm not going to ask him, hey, if you suck at shortstop again, are you going to play the outfield so we can get a real shortstop in here?
Yeah.
And by the way, he was great at shortstop this year.
Yeah.
All right. Coming up next, speaking of baseball, High Hopes Jackie Baseball Report.
Never asking a tough question.
No. Well, that's Ike Lake's having me there.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. And you know, just to make Scott happy, next time we talk to Trey Turner at spring training next year, I'm gonna ask him 5 candy questions.
Yep.
Lots of candy.
They look at me and they're like, yeah, he's the former player.
Yeah, he's going to be nice.
He knows.
Yeah, he gets it.
He knows. He gets it.
Yeah, he gets it.
Yep.
Coming up next, the High Hopes Jackie Baseball Report, 215-592-9494. Continue to talk about the main thing today, which is, once again, the Eagles offense. This is the WIP Afternoon Show
Hold up.
Ike, Spike,
I got it.
And Fritz. You got what I need. It's the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. This song will last forever. This will be a forever song. Yeah.
Oh, I hope so.
Yeah. Twitter question brought to you. What's it, about 20 years old?
If it's lasted this long, it's already lasted forever. No, this is an 80s song.
No.
Late 80s, early 90s? Yeah.
Really? Bismarcky was that long ago?
I think so, yeah.
I was thinking late 90s. Wow.
I think this is late 80s, maybe.
All right. Well, if we had a producer, he'd look it up. The Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. Look, he takes shots at us in the top 5 in the text line.
I'm all for it, yes.
You know?
What do I take shots at in the top 5?
Oh, 1989. You nailed it. Look at that. Congratulations.
Yeah, I bet the text line won't bring that up.
Now.
Yeah. The Twitter question is brought
to you. And it's intercepted by Ike Reese.
A positive play. There you go.
The Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. For a one-of-a-kind experience that makes diamond buying less stressful, visit the home team at Mark's Jewelers. Online at marks-jewelers.com. Which matters more on Sunday, getting a win or the pass game looks great? 88.9% say
go.
A win.
Coming down.
There you go. Yeah,
it's coming down.
I'm going to convince him. Let's get to the, we talked a lot of Eagles so far. Let's get to the Phils, who have 9 games left with the High Hopes Jackie Baseball Report.
It's time for the High Hopes Jackie Baseball Report.
Joining me right now is Jackie Baseball Fritz.
Yes, Jackie Baseball.
Speaking of Jackie Baseball on the High Hopes podcast.
Oh, where do you have an appearance?
Nope, thanks to Carmine's.
Oh, yeah, they're great. You kidding me?
For their partnership with Miller Lite and High Hopes.
Sir. Yes,
came
sir.
By earlier today. I got a big old arugula salad with some quinoa, Ike.
Yeah, you messed up arugula there. I don't know if you caught that.
I say arugula.
Yeah, that's not how you say it.
Really?
Yeah.
So how are you supposed to say it?
Arugula.
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 I like arugula.
Well, okay.
Just make it up. Yeah, that's what we do.
Say whatever you want.
Thank you.
Yeah,
I appreciate it.
Yeah.
But listen, they had some delicious food. Greco wings, hot chicken sliders, cheesesteaks, Greek salad, all that good stuff.
Man.
So head on out to Carmine's in Newtown Square for Phillies games and enjoy $3 Miller Lite bottles. Miller Lights for Phil's wins. First store was in Germantown. You know, so
Ike Reese knows us what I'm talking about. What a moment. What a moment earlier today.
Yeah, he even said that. Yeah, yes, yeah, yeah. He said it.
Yeah.
So anyway,
everybody's in on the joke.
Everyone's in on the joke.
Everybody's in on it.
Everyone's in on the joke. So last night, a bit of a stinker. Bit of a stinker.
Yeah, they were due for one.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. 12 strikeouts from Blake Snell. I mean, he threw 106 pitches. I'm surprised his arm didn't fall off. I didn't know he was allowed to do that.
Yeah, I looked up in the eighth or something. I couldn't believe he was over 100, and they left him in there.
Still up in eighth?
Yeah. Yeah, I watched the whole game.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. I watched the whole game.
Yeah. There's two things.
We said they were going to lose if you stayed up and watched the
game.
And
that's what happened. Yeah.
Always.
Yeah. Yeah, it's fine.
It's what it is.
Yeah.
Now, there's two things that happened last night that I need fixed before the playoffs start.
Okay.
One, I hate when he puts out a starter after they have a big emotional out in like the seventh inning because there's a lefty up to start the next inning. He did it last night with Ohtani, where Rob Thompson put Jesus Luzardo back out there when clearly he felt like his night was over after seven innings. He probably has a bit of a letdown emotionally because he feels like his night out is over, and then he puts him back out there to try to get the leadoff hitter in Ohtani. Like, I just,
you said the same thing last year in the playoffs. Even it was with Jeff Hoffman when they put Hoffman back out.
I hate when a reliever gets big out, emotional out, goes back in the dugout and has to come back out. There's just a letdown, and you're not as locked in adrenaline wise.
Yep.
So he's done it a couple times this year. It happened early in the year with Sanchez. They got burned by it in Pittsburgh. One theory could be he didn't want to put Strom on Ohtani or any lefties because he wants to save that matchup for the postseason so they don't have any eyes on him. But yeah. Thompson's never really done that. And the other thing is like, JT's good. Frame the baseball. Like, there was a moment last night.
Low
strike where he just takes it out of the strike zone.
Yeah.
Stick it. Like, it's just, it comes down to wanting to do it. It's not the hardest thing in the world to do. But he takes some strikes out of the strike zone with the framing thing. By the metrics, I'm not a big metrics guy when it comes to the defensive stuff. He's the worst framer in baseball. Like, sometimes it costs the guys outs. And it's especially the low strikes.
Yep.
And when the postseason rolls around, that kind of thing needs to be fixed.
How does he not know this? Like, how does he not know that he's not doing a great job of framing pitches?
You know what's interesting is, I think Anthony Sanfilippo posted it maybe a month and a half ago, that the Phillies, second only to the Dodgers, have been cost more runs by umpire mistakes than any team in baseball.
I can believe that.
So I was thinking, remember, I went on a tear, and I'm not a ref guy or an ump guy, but I went on a tear for a while saying these are the worst umps I've ever seen. Mm-hmm. But it's always, now that you're saying that, and it happened last night, now that Jack mentioned that about framing, it's almost always a low strike that they're not getting.
Right.
And you're watching it, and there's the box. And now that, and Jack sent me the stats last night because he was complaining about that low strike that Luzardo didn't get. And by the way, the low strike that Luzardo didn't get might have been a little bit low, but still, it's always that pitch, even if it's right at the strike zone.
And the thing is that the reason that they go to the one knee is to get up under the baseball and bring it back into the strike zone. Like,
well, so what's he doing?
I think it's want to. Like, I don't know if he's consciously thinking about it.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Make every day a Disney Plus and Hulu day and get everything you love in one plan. Start your day with Monday Mayhem and watch episodes of Bob's Burgers. How about a Touchdown Tuesday with the hilarious new comedy Chad Powers? Or a Whodunit Wednesday with high potential and everyone's favorite amateur sleuths in the hit series Only Murders in the Building? Maybe you're in the mood for a thrilling Thursday. Grab some popcorn and stream huge blockbusters like Marvel Studios' Thunderbolts on Disney Plus, or get caught up with the most enthralling news on what you need to know. Gather the fam for a Flashback Friday and binge all episodes of Modern Family or Grey's Anatomy. So, discover something every day on Disney Plus and Hulu. It's the movies and shows you love every day. 18 and up only. Offer valid for eligible subscribers only. Terms apply.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Man, give me Ben Davis on the line.
We need to call Ben?
Yeah, Ben, a catcher.
We could probably impromptu call Ben, and he might be listening.
I would like to tell you. After you finish up,
after
let's
I
call
finish
Ben.
Up, I got my own little report here. Then we'll get to the Ben Davis catching report.
I was
report.
Joking when I said
no,
that.
No, I like, it's serious. We're not joking around on this freaking thing. Ike, jeez. The one seed's pretty much dead. I mean.
Well, it's 2.5 games.
It's 3.5.
Oh.
Well, I thought it was
with
2.5.
With the tiebreaker. Makes 3.5. There's 9 games left.
Oh, they have the tiebreaker.
Yes. Yeah, yeah. Okay. They won the season series 7-5. No, they haven't played it yet. 2-4. Oh, 2-4?
Yeah.
It? The
Phillies won 2
only
out
two
there.
Series. Right.
And the Phillies got swept here.
Yep.
So it's pretty much dead.
Mm.
I mean, there's 9 games left.
4-2.
Yeah.
Well, it's 2-4. The...
He's never going to back down. Go ahead. Keep trying.
All right, it's 4-2.
Alec Bohm can be a free agent after this year.
He confused me when he said it.
I'm saying that was their record against the Brewers this year.
Okay, 4. Yes, all right. You're saying it from the Phillies perspective.
Yes, 2-4.
2-4, yes.
Yeah.
Cripes.
But you don't lose a series 2-4.
If you lose a season series 2-4.
No, you lose it 4-2.
4-2.
All right. Anyway.
He's not
yeah,
conceding.
He's not
conceding.
This is not even me being a baseball elitist. Anyway, the Phillies against the Dodgers Stars, the series, 0-54, and they struck out 24 out of 56 plate appearances.
So that is a little concerning.
Now, hold on. They won.
They late against relievers.
Look, they won when it counts.
Oh, is that what we're doing here?
Yeah,
oh,
okay. Well, they can hit when they need to hit.
Got you. Winning is all that matters. I got you.
No, but it is.
Touche.
They have had a problem against really good pitching this year. Now, on the contrary, like really good pitchers are really good pitchers for a reason, you know? So, but it is something that to keep an eye on. You can't always expect to come back late with fireworks.
You said you had that concern at the beginning of the year. If I were to make an excuse for the Phillies, they played 15 straight games. They won the series. They, you know,
sure.
I don't know. Yeah.
All right. I'm good with it. I'm just saying for if we meet them in the playoffs, that's certainly going to be a stat that's brought up.
Well, here's the thing. Yamamoto's a good pitcher. Blake Snell's a good pitcher. Shohei Ohtani's a good pitcher.
I think they might use Ohtani
relief.
They might use him in relief.
Yeah, yeah. He said he's willing to play the outfield. So, because if he goes into a game,
now he's going to play the outfield.
Play outfield too.
Well, if he is a DH, they can't use him as a reliever in that game. He would have to be already in the field. So the only way they can use him as a reliever and have him hit is if he's in the game already.
Yep.
I did not know that.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
So that's why he's willing to play outfield like a big boy to play the field like a real baseball player.
Well, he's pitching too.
Once every 5 days.
Pitching well. Right. And then final thing here. The morning show asked this question this morning. I wanted to bring it to you guys. Is Rob Thompson safe no matter what? I mean, if they lose in the NLDS.
Yes.
Is he safe?
I don't think he's going to get fired. I think, yeah.
Well,
I think
safe.
He's safe.
Yes.
I think it is a fair question
Absolutely a fair question. Yes.
You know, I saw some people get upset. People have gone from the Phillies are never going to win the World Series to now, if you even question anything, they get mad. I think given the way we reacted to losing in the NLDS last year and the sameness that we had, it is a fair question. I think Rob Thompson has adjusted this year. He is a really good manager. I think he's safe. But I think it is a 100% fair question to ask if they don't win in the NLDS.
I totally agree with that. And for me to even have a different outlook on this, he would have to be the reason they lost in the NLDS.
Which is almost impossible.
With bad moves or something of that nature. So, yeah, I don't see it. The way he's managed this year, I don't think they are where they are without Rob Thompson and some of the things he's done this year as a manager. We ask him to make difficult decisions. He's done that. He's been more willing to get uncomfortable. Because when you're a manager or coach that all your players love, you almost don't want to bother that.
No.
But he had to this year.
Yes.
He had to do some different things, and I believe that's a big reason why they are where they are. So to me, it would have to be egregious that it's him. Because I'm looking at these players. First and foremost,
100%. And the other thing is, I give him credit for if they had the same number of wins, 91 wins they have now, and they play the exact same way, but he hadn't done anything different,
right?
I would have a different feeling.
Sure.
He knew he had to handle this season different.
He's actually contributed to the winning this year.
I believe so.
Yes.
And I believe he knew he needed to act differently. 215-592-9494.
You make the playoffs four straight years.
Yes.
Who the hell are we hiring as a manager?
I don't know.
I don't know.
I just know. I thought about.
That's what I mean.
Well, Jim Leland.
I thought about a similar situation, and the most similar situation I could think of was Tom Thibodeau. So Tom Thibodeau goes to coach the Knicks, brings them back to the best seasons they've had in decades, ends up losing in the second round again.
That's what it would have been like,
That is the most similar thing I could think. They thought they couldn't get over the hump with him, you know?
Yeah. And by the way, I thought that was a bad move.
I was for that move because I don't think he's a championship coach. But
I agree.
Yes.
I don't think he's a championship coach.
But it was a weird thing.
Yeah.
Especially just go hire Mike Brown, another, you know, whatever. Yeah. All right. 215-592-9494. You need to do something about your windows and doors. And Guida can do it for you. They have been helping people in the Delaware Valley replace their old drafty windows and doors for decades. There's a reason they're the go-to around here, and you will find out that reason. I got brand new windows, new doors from Guida. You can too right now. Their buy one, get one half off sale is going on. It is exactly as it sounds. You buy one thing, buy a door, get another door half off, buy a window, get another window half off, but you can mix and match. Buy a window, get a door half off, so on and so forth. And you can start your project with no money down, interest-free financing up to 18 months. This is a limited time offer. There are restrictions. How can you get all of the information? Well, quite simply, you call 877-GO-GUIDA, get yourself a free no-obligation in-home estimate, or go to goguida.com. That's goguida.com.
I will be calling Guida.
For what?
The doors.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah?
I'm serious.
Well, you got to call somebody else on your doors, actually.
You're right.
You got to call Emmons on your doors.
Yes, yes, completely.
Yes.
Ooh, boy.
Yeah. This is, by the way, they will take care of it for you. This is me just being, this is, you owe me one?
Tom Brady looked off Ike Reese in the middle of the field.
They are good people.
They are great people.
That'd be great, Rotella.
Yes.
All right, just keep it moving.
All right, 215-592-9494.
That was unsolicited.
Yes.
And it was wrong.
Yep. So, got your back. Herb from the Northeast. Yep, you're on WIP. What's up, Herb?
Ike Reese, what's happening, brother?
Herb, what's going on, brother?
Ike Reese, we're coming, baby.
Whoa, slow down.
Ooh, boy.
I'm looking at a threesome.
Herb.
We got
this early in the day?
Sunday. Hear me, bro.
Okay.
I hear you.
We got some blitzing. We got to do, and we got to get to the quarterback. You know what I'm talking about?
Are you singing her?
46.
There we go.
46 power. Did you take a gummy today?
46 defense.
Oh, yeah. My bad.
That's Buddy stuff. Buddy was 46 defense, right? Yeah. Here we go. Here we go.
Feeling good today, Herb.
Perkins coming in. Sack. Let's go.
Yes. You must have had some rice with tuna on it before you called.
Nah, I'm over here at the gym.
Cat.
I'm waiting for my friend Eddie Gus to get over here.
Oh, I know Eddie.
Yeah, you know Eddie?
Yeah, we go back.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's right.
Eddie had two restaurants, you know, on 17th and 18th and JFK. He had Bassett's Turkey, and then he had some place like Filet Mignon Steaks or something they made.
Mm.
So, you know.
Oh, you're losing energy now, Herb. Pick it up.
We got the tight end. Goddard's in the game now. He practiced yesterday.
He's questionable, but yes.
He's going to get the ball, and it's going to open up everything else for everybody else, and that's it. Okay, tight end. Here we go. Right, left, motion. I want to see a lot of motion today. This Sunday.
Pre-snap motion.
Yep, post-snap, whatever it takes.
Yeah, I want to see him going left and going right. Here comes Eddie. Just walked in.
Oh, hey, yeah. Tell him I said hi.
Mike Eskin. I'm right on right now.
You guys are close.
Come on, Eddie.
Yeah, we go back.
Right here.
I don't know if you know. Eddie, he had two restaurants.
Put him on the air, I think.
Say hello to WIP. He's probably hearing.
Good man. Gussie man here with Herb.
Yeah.
Trying to get Herb to do a little workout, but, you know, he's here.
Yeah, good
on
luck
the phone.
With that.
Yeah. Let me ask you, could you tell us something about Herb that we don't already know? Could you tell us a secret about Herb?
I want to be with them this weekend.
Shoot.
Hey, Spike, did you get the video of Herb working out? I sent it.
I did. The one that you sent to Pete?
Pete, yes.
Right. He sent a video of Herb working out to Pete Cherokee. Pete sent it to me.
Wow.
Yeah, right. Oh, yeah.
What's Herb doing?
Well,
but did you see the weight he's using? He's struggling with a 10-pound curl.
You got to get him.
Killing me,
well, maybe it's a testosterone thing.
Tell him like 25 years ago what I lifted. I don't have to.
Hey, Spike, that's 25 years ago.
25 years.
Make sure 25 years ago, Ike was knocking people off the field.
Yeah.
Hey, Spike, make sure you get Rick Tocchet on.
Okay.
Wow, that's sure. A person. Another,
he's wearing a
that was somebody else. Yeah. Up there.
Yeah.
How many people are on this phone call?
On now,
yeah.
All right, boys. Okay, let's get them. I'm predicting the score right
okay,
here.
Okay, all right.
Okay, yes.
Okay?
All right.
Eagles 34, Rams 24.
Okay, I'll take it.
34-24, okay, we got it.
Real quick, Herb, real quick, just from a strategy standpoint, do you want the Eagles to go right and go left?
Right angle left. What do you mean?
No, right and left. Go to the right, go to the left, go to the right, go to the left. Mix it up, like you said.
Yeah, I want to see movement. Man.
Okay, all right.
So they draw the linebackers, whoever's covering. They're going to draw the D-backs, whoever's got this guy, that guy. You got to move around, man. I want to see the playbook. Open it up.
Let's go.
Stop playing around.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Open up the playbook.
Can we give Kevin Petullo your phone number?
Give him a couple flea flicker. You know, give him
a couple of them. Interesting.
Maybe Statue of Liberty play? What about Statue of Liberty?
I want to see Jalen roll out.
Yes.
And throw to the tight end.
Bootleg.
Boom.
Little bootleg.
You know, I want to see. That's right. Bootleg. That's
Can we give Kevin Petullo your number if that's okay?
Anything you want to do.
Okay, and your email address. What's your email address again?
You know the email. HerbBaseball23@Yahoo.
There we go. HerbBaseball23@Yahoo. Okay.
Are you answering these emails?
Oh, when you talked to Baldy.
Yes.
Did you talk to him already this week? Right?
Yes, yeah. We gave him your number.
Yeah, because I just tried to call his email. I just tried to send him an email, and some guy's answering it that it's he's saying, like, this ain't the football player. It's somebody else.
Oh, you got a different Brian Baldy.
You know? Are you about to get catfished?
And I called NFL Network.
Oh, great.
Yesterday and today, and there's no answer, and then it hangs up.
Yep.
No answer.
His email address is baldybaseball23@yahoo.com.
Yeah, it ain't baseball.
Oh, right.
It's supposed to be Brian Baldinger.
No,
we're not doing that, Herb. Christ.
Okay, all right, Herb. All right, buddy. We got to go. All right. Thank you, Herb. Holy moly.
That was long.
That was a good one, though. That was a good one. That was Herb's last call was not a great one.
No.
That was actually, take him right, take him left, 46, and blitz him, baby.
Eight guys in that phone call.
Yes. Friend Eddie.
Yeah, he must have brought everybody in the gym over there.
Yep. I love it.
Was it a restaurant?
I don't know. His friend used to own restaurants.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it was a gym. Coming up next, the great Mike Mayock joins us. We have somebody has given us the hint that there might be some fireworks in this Mayock call.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, well, I don't know. Mike Mayock joins us. We will talk to him about the friggin' offense again. So that is coming up next on the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Make every day a Disney Plus and Hulu day and get everything you love in one plan. Start your day with Monday Mayhem and watch episodes of Bob's Burgers. How about a Touchdown Tuesday with the hilarious new comedy Chad Powers? Or a Whodunit Wednesday with high potential and everyone's favorite amateur sleuths in the hit series Only Murders in the Building. Maybe you're in the mood for a thrilling Thursday. Grab some popcorn and stream huge blockbusters like Marvel Studios' Thunderbolts on Disney Plus, or get caught up with the most enthralling news on what you need to know. Gather the fam for a Flashback Friday and binge all episodes of Modern Family or Grey's Anatomy. So, discover something every day on Disney Plus and Hulu. It's the movies and shows you love, every day. 18 and up only, offer valid for eligible subscribers only, terms apply.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow, Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.